And then there was also a number of shops in the village. There was more than one shop?
Or? Yep. We had where the old shop was, you know, were actually it moved along a bit. Each front door along there it seemed to have been the shop.
Right.
But anyway, that's rather irrelevant. I mean, there was that shop. There's one opposite where Kate
Lockhart
lives. That was Mrs. McClatchy.
No relation of Anne and Jim McClatchy in the current shop?
No, I don't think she was at all.
And what did she sell there then?
Same sort of stuff, but rather less of it and less efficiently.
Just general stalls, kind of thing.
And there's a third one round the bottom of the street with no name, or whatever you call it. Ardfern House, I think it's called now, isn't it? That was a shop. Anyway, she always used to say, whenever you bought anything there and paid, oh, thanks awfully much, awfully much. I think her name was McCallum, actually. And in this house, I mean, she just became known as Awfully Much, and Mother would say, oh, pop round to Awfully Much's and get me some bread or something, and it was just the way it was.
So was there a shop of choice from your mother's point of view? One in Church Street or the one around the corner? Or?
Not really, no. I mean, I suppose there were some, I mean, you know, I wasn't at the sort of root of all this planning things. I don't know why my mother said go around there and get it, but it was, she would know that she'd probably got it, but they hadn't got it in the shop. No, we normally would buy it at Mrs. Gracie's. I mean, Mrs. Gracie was...
So which shop was that?
That was a post office, and it was a post office then.
So is that where Kate Lockhart lives?
No. The one that's...
The one around the corner, hit the bottom?
Yeah.
All right, okay,
all right. That was Mrs. Gracie and Tom Gracie, her husband. He got called up into the sort of special police or something, and... there was a barracks just before, you know, you come to the first roundabout going in Dumfries. There was some sort of barracks on the left there, and he was to be seen standing at the gate there looking at passes.
Yes.
So Mrs. Gracie had to, her war effort was doing without old Tom to help her.
Mm-hmm.
Who was also the postman. He used to deliver about 7 o'clock in the morning instead. Yeah.
And there was a bus service into town. Is that how folk went in and did their shopping and messages or whatever?
Yes, and you must remember I wasn't sort of monitoring all that was going on, but I mean there was a good bus service. I've no doubt everybody said it was a terrible bus service at the time, but I mean, compared with what we've got now, there were quite a few buses, and it cost 1 shilling return, 5 pence now.
I don't know how much it costs now.
There was a clippy on it.
Was there? A driver and conductor?
Yeah, and your ticket like that, and if it was a return, you'd clip it, and you'd have to keep your ticket and just clip the other times.
Very good.